I've been near death so many times, you see, that now I am not afraid of death. So now I can enjoy living, you see. And to really enjoy living, you just can't be afraid of death.
Though I am trying to stay in the saddle, I'm getting weary, unable to ride. But my love for the leader is strong, and I rise where I've fallen. Though I am weary, I can't stop to rest.
Hello, welcome to a Six String Hayride podcast, a journey through the world of classic country music with your hosts, Chris Wainscott and Jim O'Malley. We will be covering all of the great topics in country music, from mama to prison, to dancing, to drinking, to guitar picking, to all the crazy deal with the devil, honky-tonking stuff you do on Saturday night, and how you try to get it past your Lord on Sunday morning. So climb aboard the cart and let's go.
Stranger one fine day, hardly spoke to folks around him, didn't have too much to say. No one dared to ask his business, no one dared to make a slip. The stranger there among them had a big iron on his hip, big iron on his hip. I gets all head up and I ask what he pays to ride this old nag for a couple of days. He offered me 10 and I said, I'm your man. A bronc never lived that I couldn't fan.
Keep a moving, Dan, don't you listen to him, Dan. He's the devil, not a man. And he spreads the burning sand with water.
Dan, can you see that big green tree where the water's running free and it's waiting there for you and me? Water, cool, clear water.
So please return with us to those thrilling days of 1959 for Marty Robbins, Gunfighter Ballads and Trail Songs. This is Marty Robbins' fifth album. It's released on Columbia Records in September of 1959. And oddly enough, for an album that is so well regarded as, you know, fundamental listening in country and Western music, the album peaks at number 6 on the pop music charts, in large part because of the single El Paso. Which, you know, it's a long for a single record of its time. It's not considered immediately radio friendly, again, because it's pretty long for its era. But a slightly trimmed down version of El Paso is issued as a single. It does become a major hit on country and pop charts. And it becomes a dance hall favorite because it is in 3/4. It's polka time. So, you know, even the clumsiest amongst us can dance to this one. It's a great track.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina. Music would play and Felino would whirl.
It's a great track from a great album. You know, it's 1959, so we're talking about the peak era for Westerns, both in cinema and in television. The 1950s has given us movies like Shane, Rio Bravo, The Searchers. And in television, we've already had The Lone Ranger. We've had the beginning of the Gunsmoke era. And by 1959, even the Lone Rangers transitioned from television to some feature films with Clayton Moore and Jay Silverheels. So, you know, that old cliche about some music or films or whatever, you know, the right place at the right time, this is a golden era for Western stories. By the time we'll get to the end of the 1960s, it's more the James Bond and the Star Trek kind of stuff that is taking over in this part of entertainment. So Marty Robbins, yeah, smart as hell, right place, right time. The guy's a great singer. You know, he is one of those rare, well-regarded, you talk about him in a separate category, kind of singers in country music. And he's also a hell of a songwriter. I mean, El Paso is a fantastic story. And the way he writes it and the way the track plays out, you can really picture a little movie of it in your head. Years later, another great songwriter, Michael Nesmith, would quote that one of his intentions in writing a song was to give the listener the kind of push or the inspiration to see the song in their head. He would refer to it as movies of the mind.
One night a wild young cowboy came in, wild as the West Texas wind. Dashing and daring, a drink he was sharing with wicked Felina, the girl that I love. So in anger I challenged his right for the love of this maiden. Down went his hand for the gun that he wore. My challenge was answered in less than a heartbeat. A handsome young stranger lay dead on the floor.
And I think that Marty Robbins absolutely way, way out in front with that idea as a songwriter in 1959. The record comes out in the fall. Again, it peaks at number 6 on the U.S. pop charts. El Paso becomes a hit. The other track that gets a lot of attention and a lot of airplay is Big Iron, a song that kind of recreates the traditional story of a bandit and then a lawman who comes into town and the inevitable showdown out in the middle of the town, you know, out in the street.
There was 40 feet between them when they stopped to make their play. And the swiftness of the Ranger is still talked about today. Texas red had not cleared leather, for a bullet fairly ripped. And the Ranger's aim was deadly with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip.
You know, to put out something like this at the height of the Western era in film and TV, just brilliant, because there really is no other album from this era that sort of captures this mood and captures this world of the Old West in such a fascinating and romantic way. We get 12 incredible tracks over 34, 35 minutes, and two classics in El Paso and Big Iron. We get a wonderful cover of Cool Water. Cool Water, of course, the Sons of the Pioneers record.
All day I face the barren waste, without the taste of water, cool water. Old Dan and I, with throats burned dry and souls that cry for water, cool, clear water.
Written by Canadian poet and bass player Bob Nolan. He's one of the founders of the Sons of the Pioneers.
Dan, can you see that big green tree where the water's running free and it's waiting there for you and me? Water, cool, clear water, cool.
Gene Autry gets a hold of the song The Strawberry Roan in 1948. It's a hit record for him. It's also a hit movie for him. The Strawberry Roan is the story of a pretty arrogant, hotshot Bronco rider and the outlaw personality of a horse that he's trying to tame. In the Gene Autry film from 1948, the plot and the whole idea of him catching and training the Strawberry Roan becomes the origin story for Gene Autry's horse Champion. By the time you get to the end of the film, spoiler alert, he names the horse Champion. Marty Robbins does a great cover of this one for the Gunfighter Ballads and Trail Songs album. And I'm a huge Gene Autry fan. It's something that's come up a lot in the podcast episodes. This is one of those rare times where I've gotten so caught up in the cover version, in the Marty Robbins version, that when we were getting ready to review this record and record the episode, I had completely forgotten that Autry had ever done the song.
I gets all head up and I ask what he pays to ride this old nag for a couple of days. He offered me 10 and I said, I'm your man. A bronc never lived that I couldn't fan. He said, get your saddle, I'll give you a chance. In his buckboard we hops and he drives to the ranch. I stayed until morning and right after Chuck I stepped out to see if this outlaw can buck. Down in the horse corral standing alone is an old Cavallo, a strawberry roan. His legs are all spavined, he's got pigeon toes, little pig eyes and a big Roman nose, little pin ears that touch at the tip. A big 44 brand was on his left hip.
Yeah, Jim, those are all good points. It's interesting that El Paso is definitely the song which has endured the longest. You mentioned that this one went to number 6 on the Billboard charts after its release, and that was pretty rare for a country album at the time. But here's something else that really interests me. So the album is released in September of 1959. It goes to number 6 pop. It doesn't go gold until 1965. So it takes 6 years for something to sell 500,000 copies when it made it to number 6 pop. That is just so wild to me. The other amazing thing here is it doesn't go platinum until 21 years after that. So the first 500,000 copies take 6 years. The next 500,000 take considerably longer. Also, some listeners may not be aware, but there was a follow-up album of cowboy songs called More Gunfighter Ballads and Trail Songs, which was released in 1960. It's not nearly as good as this one for a few reasons. Obviously, it was kind of a capitalizing cash grab, which was very common in the music industry. But this one just... I've listened to this album countless times. I've listened to the other one a few times just to say I have, put it that way. It's not something that once I listened to it, it made it into the regular rotation. But that doesn't take away from how incredible this album is. Another really cool piece of trivia here. So this is recorded in 1 8-hour session on April 7th of 1959. So this is an album we're talking about all these years later. We're literally 65 years after the release of this album, and here we still are talking about it. Something else I thought was pretty cool here, especially because of all the research that we did when we first started doing the podcast and we were looking up the personnel who played on all of the various things that were on our top list and Rolling Stone's top list. When I looked up the personnel for this album, here's who it is: Marty Robbins on vocals and guitar, Grady Martin on lead guitar, Jack Pruitt on rhythm guitar, Bob Moore on bass, Lewis Dunn on drums.
And with the dawn I'll wake and yawn and carry on to water. And Dan, don't you listen to him, Dan. He's the devil, not a man. And he spreads the burning sand with water.
Tom Paul and the Glazer Brothers and Bobby Sykes on backing vocals. Now, usually when you look up the personnel for any album from this period of time, you're going to be seeing, you know, 30, 40, 50 people, because a lot of these albums are cut together from various sessions in which a lot of different people may have played. And it's why the cohesiveness is lacking on some of the earlier albums that get put out, at least in my opinion. Here, though, we see a tight-knit group in a very short period of time put out an album that endures to this day. The song I want to talk about is one that's always really just struck me, and that's the song They're Hanging Me Tonight.
When I hear the rain a-coming down, it makes me sad and blue. Was on a rainy night like this that Flo said we were through. I told her how I loved her and I begged her not to go. But another man had changed her mind, so I said goodbye to Flo.
The song just sticks with you. It's got this haunting vocal. It's the story of a man who understands that while all these things are going on in the world, none of it really matters to him because they're hanging him that night.
Alone within myself tonight, my heart is filled with fear. The only sound within the room is the falling of each tear. I think about the thing I've done. I know it wasn't right. They'll bury Flo tomorrow, but they're hanging me tonight. They're hanging me tonight.
It's not as catchy as Big Iron with the imagery of here comes a stranger wearing a gun. We don't know if he's, you know, an outlaw, a lawman. We have no idea. We're letting our imaginations run wild, but it's just hauntingly beautiful. And I don't think that there are too many vocalists who would have had the same ability to pull this off. You know, as Jim mentions, Marty Robbins has one of the all-time voices in not just country music, but in music history. So, you know, he really does a good job here. In fact, years after it was released, some members of the Western Writers of America chose six of the songs from the album as being among the top 100 Western songs of all time. Now, three of them are actually written by Robbins: El Paso, Big Iron, and The Master's Call.
When I was but a young man, I was wild and full of fire. A youth within my teens, but full of challenge and desire. I ran away from home and left my mother and my dad. I know it grieved them so to think their only boy was bad. I fell in with an outlaw band, their names were known quite well. How many times we robbed and plundered, I could never tell. This kind of sinful living leads only to a fall. I learned that much and more the night I heard my master call. One night we rustled cattle, 1,000 head or so, and started them out on the trail that leads to Mexico.
This was an all-time great album. You should do yourselves a favor. Go on to whatever streaming service you use if you don't happen to have a copy of this one. Pull it up, listen to it. You can always reach us by email at sixstringhayride@yahoo.com with the word six spelled out. You can also find our Facebook page by searching Six String Hayride, but what we'd really appreciate you doing is searching us out on Patreon. Again, on Patreon, which is patreon.com, you can find us by searching Six String Hayride with the six spelled out. We couldn't do this without you, and we certainly do this for you. Thank you. We'll see you next.
So, Hayride friends and fellow music lovers, grab that copy of Marty Robbins' Gunfighter Ballads and Trail Songs. You will have 35 minutes and 25 seconds of absolute old-time cowboy fun listening to this.
And let's have a bite to eat and enjoy our night.
You might as well sit down and have a dish of cowboy beans.
Dang! How about some more beans, Mr. Taggart?
I'd say you've had enough.
Because regardless of what Slim Pickens says, you can never have enough beans. Chris, whip up a batch for us.
Well, Jim, for this one, we're looking at about 55 minutes total between prep time and cook time. This is Alyssa Rivers' cowboy beans recipe. And if you're wondering whether or not Alyssa Rivers is related to Joan Rivers, hell if I know, but she sure does have a tasty cowboy beans recipe. So here we go. For this one, we're going to use a half pound of bacon. She uses thick applewood bacon. You're going to chop that. You're going to need one small yellow onion diced, 3 cloves of minced garlic, 1 pound of lean ground beef. Of course, you can also substitute turkey if you like. 1 tablespoon of chili powder, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 teaspoon of pepper, and 3 15-ounce cans of pork and beans not drained. You'll need 1 15-ounce can of cannellini beans drained, 1 15-ounce can of kidney beans drained, 1 cup of barbecue sauce. Alyssa uses Sweet Baby Ray's, and let's be honest, if you're not gonna, we need to talk. 1/2 cup of ketchup, 1/4 cup of brown sugar, 2 tablespoons of yellow mustard, 1 tablespoon of Worcestershire sauce, and 1 tablespoon of apple cider vinegar. The instructions: we'll preheat the oven to 350 degrees. In a large Dutch oven or heavy bottom pot, we'll add the bacon and cook until crisp. Remove it with a slotted spoon. Leave some bacon grease in the bottom and add the onion. Cook until almost tender. Add in the garlic and ground beef and cook and crumble ground beef until no longer pink. Drain excess grease. Add in cooked bacon, chili powder, salt, pepper, pork and beans, cannellini beans, kidney beans, barbecue sauce, ketchup, brown sugar, yellow mustard, Worcestershire, apple cider vinegar, and stir just until incorporated. Now you'll bake that in the oven for 45 minutes, and you're done.
One little kiss and Felina goodbye.
For some people, small, beautiful events is what life is all about.
Hello!
I'd like to remind you to email us at sixstringhayride@yahoo.com. Six is spelled out. You can also search us on Facebook as Six String Hayride. Or what we'd really appreciate you doing is finding us on Patreon under Six String Hayride as well.
Well, folks, thanks again for joining your hosts, Chris Wainscott and Jim O'Malley, on the Six String Hayride Classic Country Podcast. We are here for all of your classic country, rockabilly, early rock and roll, a little gospel, a little blues, a lot of excellent country music themed recipes. And basically, we are here to keep your musical circle rockin', boppin', and very much unbroken. So thank you for sticking with us. We will see you down the road real soon. And again, whether it's in your home, in your community, wherever it is you do your thing, keep your circle unbroken. Stay well, stay safe, and we'll see you real soon.
Unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by. There's a bitter home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky.
One of these days, and it won't be long, I'll rejoin them in a song. I'm gonna join the family circle at the throne. No, the circle won't be broken by and by, Lord, by and by.
Remember, the Force will be with you always.